This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
A group of teens from Chicago who were on their way to perform an original show at the Lyric Opera had to cancel their June performance due to COVID-19. But the teens are still rehearsing, connecting online, and finding new ways to show their talents. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-Magigad has more.
This is what it sounded like when a group of teens, mostly from the South Side, performed their final production with the Lyric Opera last June. They packed an auditorium at Truman College with a student-created show that combined dance, music, acting, and singing. It was a big production with professional lighting, sound. This year, the students were on their way to deliver another major production as part of Empower Youth, a program run by the Lyric Opera and the Chicago Urban League. They've been planning it since the fall.
We were moving into the final phase of the program.
Crystal Coates is with Lyric Opera.
Starting with the casting process, the rehearsal process, getting them to think about blocking and staging and how you actually set the scene.
The program is designed for Black high school students. Many don't have much access to the performing arts at the schools they attend. They learn to use their own voice creatively, whether it is through singing, dancing, acting. They're exposed to opera, but that's just one piece. Sloan Johnson and Saint Gates are among 30 students who participate.
And I've learned so much to respect different art forms because I would never think to watch like a musical or an opera and stuff like that.
They're taking us to like see ballets and operas, and like they help me improve like rapping, writing, like making music in general.
Students were supposed to perform at Kennedy King College on June 4th. When they learned their performance was canceled, Coates says,
there were a lot of tears.
Some of the students are seniors and won't be around next year. But giving up on the program was not an option. Since April, the tight-knit group of teens has been rehearsing online.
Let's go ahead and do some warm-ups. So please turn on your camera if it is not already on.
They meet every Wednesday night with a team of instructors who walk them through a routine.
And so I wanted to introduce a vocal warm-up that you can do pretty easily without creating a lot of audible sound that's still really good for your voice and a really kind of easy way to warm it up.
The majority of students come from Chicago public schools like Diet, Kenwood, Lindblom. Each week, Coach's team checks in with them. Students talk about their favorite artist, their plans after high school, or even challenges they're having at home.
I'm trying to like figure out like which area in the house gives me that comfort of being at school, or because the rest of the house is still a distraction, especially now when all your family members is basically at home. My next option is just locking myself in the bathroom.
If anybody has any advice, put it in the chat. How are you creating spaces to help you get through?
Shakira Richards with the Chicago Urban League is there listening to help students cope through issues that might keep them from joining in. Richards is the lead social worker for this program. She says some students are facing trauma related to depression, bullying, gun violence.
One thing that was prevalent in last year and this year is suicide. Last year, we did have a student whose younger sibling attempted to commit suicide and had been hospitalized for a while. We also, last year, the night of the performance, student's brother was shot.
Sometimes it's hard for some students to take part because they don't have access to internet or a computer.
We have one student who joins in from his phone, and his camera's broke on his phone.
Most teens still manage to make it each week. Every time they have a new lesson. It could be learning about acting, script writing, dancing, opera. They also learn about African-American playwrights, directors, and singers. Here, they're listening to Mary Violet Leontine Price, a black soprano from the 1950s and 60s. In this session, instructor Kedrick Armstrong asks students to come up with their own lyrics to a musical beat he created.
Think about what you were reflecting on in your journal, right? And I know that there's like a lot of stress and anxiety and grief and loss with everything that's going on right now.
There were some technical difficulties, but some students got inspired and shared what they came up with.
Who wants to go next?
I'll go.
Okay.
When I look up to the sky, as the day just pass on by, just stuck up here in quarantine, talking to people behind the screen. I miss my friends, the trends, my school life. I just can't pretend that this is right. All the laughs, the cries, the good times, the worst thing that's happened during my lifetime. That's it.
Yes!
The program is ending in a couple of weeks. For their final presentation, they're working on an online show that includes live and pre-recorded poems, dance routines, and songs. It won't be the same, but their hope is to capture the essence of a bumpy yet creative journey. Adriana Cardona Magigad, WBEZ News.